Let's talk now about developing specific agendas for upcoming cycles of one-on-one conversations with teachers. It's not enough to be intentional about who you're going to visit. It's also essential to be intentional about what you are going to talk about. Now, if you're visiting classrooms in person, it works to just show up. You can simply show up and pay attention and notice what's going on and have a feedback conversation based on what you see. But if you pick up the phone and call people because you're not able to get into their classrooms, if you have a phone conversation with someone, you're going to find that these conversations can quickly get off track if you don't have an agenda. So what we're talking about in this section is how to develop an agenda for an upcoming cycle of phone calls, especially for when you cannot get into classrooms and need to just talk with people to stay connected and to gather decisional information. And I want to reiterate once more that this is absolutely at the heart of instructional leadership. Even if we're not getting into classrooms and talking about practice, even if we're just picking up the phone and talking about a set of agenda items that we've determined matter, this is absolutely the work of instructional leadership, because instructional leadership is all about making and implementing operational and improvement decisions in the service of student learning. And that means we need information about things that may not necessarily be instruction, but that matter for our students. So here's how to factor those in to your call agendas. To develop an agenda for an upcoming cycle of one-on-one conversations with teachers, you want to ask yourself four questions. First of all, what is my purpose for this cycle? The purpose can be very simple. It can be something as simply as breaking the ice or connecting, but you do need to identify your purpose. Second, think about what information you need to convey. Obviously, we can convey a lot of information over email. We can make announcements. We can mass broadcast certain types of information. But there may be certain types of information that you want to share one-on-one. You just have to kind of decide based on what's going on in your school and how much time you have, whether there is something that just needs to be an individual conversation. Third, what information do you need to gather? Again, obviously people can email you anytime, they can request a meeting, but these cycles of conversations are all about you being intentional. So if you know you need to ask each teacher individually a very important question to get information from them, make sure that you put that question on your agenda. And then fourth, what specific questions are you going to ask? And three types of questions that you may want to ask are connection questions, reaction questions, and input questions. So let's think first about purpose. You may want to differentiate the purpose based on where you are in the year and based on how many of these conversations you've already had. For your very first cycle, it's likely that the purpose will be very simple, right? You're probably not going to start with something especially heavy. Your goal will likely be just to get started, to break the ice, to have that first kind of awkward conversation. Maybe people are not used to an in-depth conversation on the phone with their administrator. So break the ice in your first cycle. That may be your only purpose, and that's totally fine. Beyond that, you want to focus your attention more on sustainability and on consistency. So in the second cycle, your main purpose may be just to get going, to build that momentum, to keep moving, to go a little bit beyond breaking the ice, and to really start to get deeper in those conversations and talk a little bit longer, get more information, do a better job of updating those, you know, maintaining those relationships. And then in your third cycle and beyond, that's where you can really start to dial in to your specific goals for improvement, for helping teachers make better decisions, and for getting better information to help you make decisions as a leader. So whatever is going on in your world that you need to talk with teachers about, bake that in to the purpose for your cycle of conversations. In your first cycle, again, this might be pretty simple. Some other ideas for kind of elaborating on that purpose for your first cycle. You may want to also think about how you're sending the message to your staff that this is something you're going to be doing more. Like simply doing this the first time will send the message that you're going to be reaching out more, that you're going to be connecting more, and that teachers should expect to hear from you. Don't make some big announcement though. Don't say, hey, from now on, I'm going to do this whole big thing and it's going to be really consistent and you're going to love it. It's going to be great. Don't do that. Just get started and send the message by doing what you said to yourself that you were going to do, and get over that awkwardness and just break the ice and get going. You want to keep this easy. You want to keep this low stress for your first cycle. For your second cycle, what the message you're sending really here in your second cycle is that you're following through, right? You don't have to make a big announcement. Hey, I did this once. Now I'm going to do it 100 more times. Just do it again. Just follow through, be consistent, and show people that, you know, if your intention was to talk to them by phone every 2 weeks, if you can't get into classrooms, then do it, right? Don't make a big promise. Just get in the groove and keep on going. So most of what we're talking about here with purpose really starts to kick in the third cycle. You want to really start to be intentional about figuring out what information you need to make decisions for the school, but also what information you need about individuals as you move into your third cycle and beyond. For example, you may want to get a sense of how teachers are doing. What's their mental health situation? What's their physical health like? What's the level of student engagement looking like in their classroom? How are they feeling about student learning? What are their students struggling with? Which students are struggling? We may need to pull together a list of students of concern and have some professionals put their heads together about how we can better reach those students. You may have a goal of providing feedback in those conversations. Even if you can't physically get into classrooms, there are other forms of evidence available to you that you can talk about on the phone. And you may want to also just give yourself the opportunity to provide general feedback as you normally do when you get into classrooms. So think carefully through your purpose, especially for the third cycle and beyond. If you've already gotten your first two cycles going and you didn't really have much of a purpose or agenda, that's fine, because again, the goal was just to get started. Even in your third cycle and beyond, you don't have to have an ultra-specific purpose. Your goal can just be general improvement, but you want to come up with specific questions, or else your phone calls will just not go very well if you don't have a specific set of questions to ask. And the three types of questions that I want to encourage you to think through as you prepare your agenda for your next cycle of calls are: first, connection; second, reaction; and third, input types of questions. Connection questions are all about just maintaining the relationship and checking up on people. Reaction questions are about getting feedback from people. And input questions are getting their thoughts on upcoming decisions. So let's look at some examples of each. To connect with each staff member, when you talk to them, you probably want to have a first question that you ask to just get them talking, to break the ice, to initiate the call, and get them to start sharing and start doing the talking. You could ask simple things like, how are you doing? What's working for you right now? Or what are you most proud of from the past week or two? Or you could ask more of a family question, a loved one's question. How's your family doing? How's your dog doing? How's your sister doing? Depending on what you know about the person and who matters to them, you want to connect on that relational level. So beyond connection questions, we have reaction questions, and this is where we really start to get into the informational needs that we have as leaders. You want to get feedback on things that have already happened and decisions that have already been made and are being implemented right now. So how's the new dismissal procedure working for you? The new app that we got for silent dismissal, how's that working for you? Get their input on that. What are your thoughts on this proposal to change our homework grading policy that we've been talking about? Get private input, that one-on-one honest feedback on upcoming decisions. We can also get input on things to stop doing, right? Would you miss it if we eliminated the continuous improvement committee? Can we suspend that for a year? What do you think about that? Like, these are things that, of course, you can talk about as a whole staff, but that you may get better information on if you talk about them one-on-one. Similarly, with input questions. Hey, what do you think we should do for this upcoming assembly? We always do an assembly this time of year. It's not safe to do assemblies right now. What are some ideas you have on alternate ways to approach that? Or we're trying to decide between this math app and that math app. What do you think we should do based on your experience? Or what do you think we need to do on our upcoming professional development day? How do we need to use that time? There are always tons of issues that you need staff input on, and this is a great chance to get people's direct and honest feedback on them. So put that into your agenda for your next cycle of classroom visits. Now it's time to pull out your journal and actually commit to yourself on paper. So respond in your journal: in your current or next cycle of one-on-one conversations with teachers, and let's assume that you can't just do general feedback. We're thinking about times when you actually have to pick up the phone and talk to people rather than visit their classroom and observe. First, what's your purpose? What do you want to accomplish in this cycle? Second, what information do you need to convey? What do you need to pass on to teachers? Third, what information do you need to gather? And fourth, what specific questions will you ask to achieve those earlier three purposes? When you've responded to those prompts in your journal, you're ready to move on to the next section.